Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Wheat weaker to start the week on Ukraine export numbers. Virginia McGathy has more.
The Ukraine exports are 17% higher than last year. When those numbers come out, it just put more pressure on the market. And of course, we're staying right around that $5 benchmark. And until we get anything else new, it's going to be difficult for the market to really give us any direction one way or the other. So all eyes are going to be on the White House, on what's happening. Also, the outside markets are affected by the crisis going on in the U.S. It hasn't really had much effect on the grain markets right now, but they still are in a sideways consolidation mode, and it looks like that we're going to be that way for at least the next couple of days.
Chicago July wheat futures closed down 5.5 cents to 515 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 8 cents to 462 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein were steady, ranging from $6 to $6.05. Dark Northern spring wheat prices down 3.75 cents, ranging from $6.31 and a quarter to $6.71 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 62 and a half cents on the August board to $98.97 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for August up 77 and a half cents to 136.12 and a half. Class 3 milk yesterday up 47 cents to $18.97. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.